We greet each other in the Lord with hearts filled with gratitude, thanksgiving to our God. We might do well to begin then reflecting together on the fact that there were many times, many moments, many ways in which we should have been filled with gratitude, but in fact were filled with disappointment, even protest within us against God. Sometimes even bitterness in the midst of his blessings. There have been many moments when we should have been giving thanks, and in truth we're not feeling grateful at all. For all those sins, let us be sorry, and thanks be to God, we can begin anew. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
On his journey to Jerusalem, Jesus passed along the borders of Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. Keeping their distance, they raised their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he responded, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." On their way there, they were cured. One of them, realizing that he had been cured, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself on his face at the feet of Jesus and spoke his praises. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus took the occasion to say, "Were not all 10 made whole? Where are the other 9? Was there no one to return and give thanks to God except this foreigner?" He said to the man, "Stand up, go your way. Your faith has been your salvation." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Maybe if this morning you were planning to share a few words for a homily, the same thing might have happened to you. You start thinking of all the ways in which we say thank you, all the ways in which we give thanks, some of them very important and solemn, some of them almost silly. And I smiled to myself when I remembered that commercial on television where the fellow uses men in skin bracer and says, "Thanks, I needed that." And I got thinking about all the times we kind of get a slap in the face and say anything but thanks. But if, in fact, sometimes we need a slap in the face, so to speak, then I guess we should say thanks. Or in other words, if sometimes things don't go our way and it's not all rosy and comfortable, maybe, in spite of ourselves, that's good for us. And so we should say thanks. I'm not sure I ever heard of a little boy or girl immediately after being spanked or told, "No, you're not going to the movie," saying, "Gee, thanks, Dad," or, "Wow, Mom, I'm really grateful." But you know, if mothers and fathers didn't somehow or other believe that that answer was good for that boy or girl, they would have given a different answer, right? So there's a sense in which you might say God's children, all his children of all ages, ought to think about when and how and whether they're grateful to God for the right reasons at the right times. We say thank you so casually, so routinely. It's a custom of ours. It's something that's owed to us, in fact. I know, for example, if I am polite enough to pause and let somebody in the other car go by, I'm almost sorry I did it if they don't wave thank you, as though it was some big deal I'd just done. We count on gratitude from one another, even if it's only symbolic, even if it is very superficial. But how often do we think about being grateful for the things we don't feel good about. That might be a secret to a deeper experience of this Thanksgiving. That might be the secret to a deeper spirit of Christ life in us from this Thanksgiving on. And let me give you, if you will, a way to remember it and think about it. What we're doing, the reason you people came to church and joined me here was to make Eucharist. That's a kind of big, clumsy word. It comes from Greek. And the Greek word means thanksgiving, to give thanks. Think about it. The church could have said, when the people get together for their best prayer, let's all go, and some Christians do say it this way, let's all go to worship. Let's all go to praise. Depending on how they feel, they might say, let's all go to say we're sorry and get forgiven. There are lots of ways in which the church might have described what we're doing, but the church's favorite word is Eucharist, which means, I give you my word on it, it means thanksgiving. But I want to go a little further. What do we do when we come here to give thanks? We make present in our holy sanctuary something of Jesus. What? The sacrifice, the dying of Jesus, the putting down of Jesus by his enemies, and only then getting up as a victor. And we say that that prayer of Jesus is a great big thank you. Consider the implications of that. That Jesus is saying thank you to God the Father with suffering, humiliation, and death. How often have any of us ever thanked God for the hurt we've experienced, which is for us a purifying process to be more like God dreamed we would be? Just as little children are not likely to say thank you for a spanking, the truth is that for most of us who are grown up and even older, we don't often feel like saying thank you to God for the things that hurt. But Jesus did. He made his greatest loss and his greatest hurt his biggest thank you to God the Father. Wow, that's really fascinating. And you know, if that is the great prayer of Christians, think of some of the Christians who would be offering that prayer in spirit with us today. People in places where there's war and cruelty and bombs dropping and guns going off, but if they get the chance to gather in the community, they would be expected in the midst of all of that to find reasons to say, thanks be to God. There are people getting bad news this very day that their lives won't be as long as they thought they would. People getting unhappy news of illness that can't be cured. Parents getting news that one or other of their children won't be coming home but is moving on to another place. All kinds of things, and yet somehow the church challenges all of them and all of us, no matter what, and somehow because of what might make us sad, to somehow be glad in thanksgiving to the Lord. It's a powerful idea, and it can be a painful idea. It was very real for me a couple of days ago when I got the news that my sister Sally, who lives in Michigan and visited us very recently, was taken to the hospital for emergency surgery. We're waiting today for the news whether it is malignant tumor that they remove from her. And I went through my cards to send something to her, and I came across one that had a verse she and I both love very much, a verse from the scripture that I used on the day of my first Mass 26 years ago. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Over the years, Sally has sent those words to me on greeting cards, one time in a beautiful little framed scroll of those words. And I struggled with that. I said, this verse means so much to her, but do I send that to her at a time when she's just had surgery and maybe soberly trying to determine how much longer she may live? My answer is yes. That's the card I sent to her. Somehow or other, for Sally and for all of us who love her, for her whole family, still, the day of that news, whatever it may be, is the day which the Lord has made, and we have to work at, learn how, to give thanks to God in the darkness as well as the light. And if people so obviously blessed, so relatively speaking, so little challenged as we are, cannot constantly give thanks and praise to God, then what about our sisters and brothers who are really hurting, really in agony, really suffering, maybe not just today, but day in and day out? In the most hurting communities, it is always those who have been taught most effectively by their parents to praise and bless God for the mystery of every day. They are the people who not only survive, but triumph. Let our Thanksgiving Day today, our great Eucharist in Jesus, be thanks for the darkness as well as the light. Thank you for the hurting as well as for the helping. Thank you for the pain as well as the progress or the success. Thank you, God, for everything. And maybe in a special way today, oh God, we give you thanks for all the things that left to ourselves we would never be grateful for. Teach us to be grateful from the depth of our being, to be a truly Eucharistic people, a people in Jesus, ever and always and every moment, giving thanks and praise to God.